Welcome to the ISIS Pep Talk, ISIS Polyethylene and Polypropylene Podcast. I am George Martin, ISIS Latin American Polymers Editor. I'm here with Michelle Klump, who is our Polymers Editor. Hi, Michelle. Tell us a little bit about what's happening in the U.S. polyethylene market right now.
Hi, George. Well, we're at the end of the year, and the debate right now is whether prices will remain flat for December or whether they might actually fall by a few cents per pound. There's actually one producer who is still pushing for a 5 cent per pound increase for the month, but most other producers have now said they are seeking a flat settlement. Buyers, however, think there could be room for a few cents to come out of contract prices as producers try to clear out inventories ahead of the end of the year.
What about the secondary markets and export markets? Can producers use those to slim down their inventories?
Yes, and there is some evidence that that is happening. Buyers and distributors have said there has been a flood of material available in the spot market, with prices as much as 3 to 5 cents per pound lower than contract prices. If buyers snap up enough of that material, trying to build a little inventory ahead of anticipated first quarter price increases, there may be no need for producers to drop contract prices at all.
How about the first quarter of next year? Do you expect prices to rise?
Well, historically prices tend to rise in the first quarter because that tends to be when companies start maintenance turnarounds. There are at least four producers who have announced a 5 cent per pound increase for January. A lot of whether they will get that will depend on how much inventory they have left at the end of the year and whether demand will pick up.
Let's switch to the polypropylene market for a minute. It's the end of the year. How are contract negotiations looking?
Well, negotiations are ongoing, but there is a definite push from producers to improve their margins for 2013. Some producers are trying to push away from monomer-based contracts and move buyers to more market-based pricing. Others are just trying to add a few pennies of margin to monomer-based contracts. While some producers have said they have had success in moving some customers to market-based pricing, most feedback I'm hearing so far indicates that buyers aren't quite ready to abandon monomer-based formulas. I've been hearing of some buyers who have accepted between a half a cent to 1.5 cents per pound increase on the formula-based prices.
Well, thanks for the update, Michelle.
Thank you, George. I'm sure we will talk again soon for another edition of the ISIS Pep Talk.